Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online. Amy, how is your social battery right now?
My social battery is lower than ever. I don't think it's charged in any way, shape or form. I've barely been out that much in the last few months. I don't know if it's the weather or the time of year, but now we are getting closer, to spring and summer. I do need to do more because I do feel better when I actually, you know, go out in moderation. I do think you do need to do it. It's quite easy to just sort of stay at home and not do a lot, really. And I don't think that that's necessarily good for you.
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening to this and you find it hard to go outside, if you find it hard to push yourself to do those things, then you might really benefit from therapy. It's a way you can learn how to set boundaries, positive coping skills, empowering you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's so good because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. And our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/tunemums. So that's betterhelp.com/TWO new mums.
Well, we got here, Jenny. The juggle was real today, and you're currently... I don't know why I'm whispering. I'm whispering because you said you were whispering, and you're sat in a darkened room with a glass of wine. Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's all right. I've just locked myself out of my house in my conservatory, so we should be all good.
That's a deliberate move, I might add.
Oh, gosh.
Meant to be out in the conservatory? Is your child all right?
He's just waking with every little noise at the moment. And it's bedtime, isn't it? And also, I said we've kind of got rid of the white noise. That means we have to be quieter.
This is my fear.
So I'm sat on the floor of the conservatory, which is cold. There's no light in here. It's like an outside floor, but I do have a glass of wine, so cheers to being a parent.
Well, that's good, because I feel like wine definitely makes you always talk quieter, so that should go well.
And you were like, maybe we could do later, and I'm thinking, I'll be drunk by then, Amy.
Oh, it's one of those kind of days. Welcome to Teeny Mums. Yeah, today was like a real jigsaw. We'll come back to that in a minute, but just a quick update on the bear sleep. So he's going down, so you've... I feel like you've dropped... Oh, no, there was obviously that reason you dropped the white noise. I was going to say you dropped it at such a...
Yeah, we had... So after we spoke last week, we had a few good nights, and then it just went back to him waking. And when he goes down fine, he naps fine, but when he wakes in the night, he just wants to be on us. So we even resorted to like having him in bed with us, but that was... that we couldn't do it because he's just so wriggly.
And does he sleep? I think with me, because I've had that feeling, because Eden's been poorly, I'll come back to it, but aww. I was like, oh, I'd have him with me, but I don't think she'll go to sleep next to me.
Yeah, he was settling a little bit, but anytime he did, Christian would then snore and wake him up.
Yeah, we'd have that issue with Kenny.
Yeah, and it just wasn't working. So there's a lot of just being downstairs on the sofa with him, and then he'll kind of eventually go down. The good thing is he's laying in a little bit because he's then been awake all night, but I've spoken to lots of parents. You know, when you're just so unsure of what is normal because you've never done this before and there's no handbook, I'm the one that's I'm constantly asking, did yours do this? Did yours do this? And so many parents have said at this age, 18, 19 months, the same thing happened and it was quite a long phase. At this point, I don't care about that, but they've said it will stop and he should go back to how he's always been. And for us, that's a good sleeper. So yeah. I'm hanging on to that, basically. Also today has the squits, bless his little heart. So we've been to the doctors, but he's all right with that. Just a lot of mess.
I don't think Eden's had the squits. She's had the six. She's like projectile vomited, but not the other... touch wood, not the other way yet. It's weird. I think it hits people I think that's the same with adults though, isn't it? Some people anyway, let's not get into that, 'cause that's...
but the doctor was lovely, and I think he must have seen my notes as well that say that I've got real health anxiety, because he was so reassuring with it all, like really reassuring. And he's Irish, and it was quite the visit. Bear threw everything in that office around. So as we left, he was like, good man, Bear, good man. And he was like, what did he call it? You're a one-man demolition team, Bear, good man. And I was like, sorry.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. It makes such a difference when you've got a positive doctor, or just a help, you know, or anyone basically with your child who is positive. That's always an absolute win. Oh, well, that's
so has
good.
Eden been poorly?
Yes. Well, obviously she started nursery last week, and as people said, she'll pick something up, and I thought she'll be all right. And then she picked up a really I think it was just all round cold basically, but I think it was especially a sore throat because she kept grabbing her throat. And it was just horrible. She's coughing, and then
Christian just flashed his willy at me.
Okay.
Because I'm outside and he's inside.
Oh, okay. Goodness me.
Just flashed his penis at me. Sorry. Right, and again.
I thought you were just laughing at my child being ill. I thought, Christ.
If he does a mangina, it's game over and I won't be able to breathe, because that's the funniest thing.
If that's the case, I need to see it as well, because, you know.
Sorry. That was so disrespectful. You're talking about your poorly daughter.
Exactly. And inappropriate, disrespectful, and unprofessional. So
sorry. That sums up our podcast, though, really.
These bloody newlyweds with their balls in the hot tub and their penises in the conservatory. I'm not here for it, Jenny. I'm here to talk about my sick child. Jesus.
I'm so sorry. Carry on.
Anyway, so basically, she got ill. Then I got ill. We had a night where she was up quite a lot. I was like, oh my God, bloody nursery. Is this worth it? This is awful. Nothing good's happened. And honestly, do you know what? It's quite funny, because if we'd recorded this podcast yesterday, because we were sort of debating when we record, it would have been such a different episode, because yesterday I was just thinking, oh God, what's the point in this? I was really gearing up. Oh, I've got bloody nursery tomorrow. I'm worried about that bloody nap, and she's ill and all this lot. And then today... it's a bit touch and go if I was even going to take her. I think part of the really like sappy part of me, Kenny changed his plans and said, oh, I'm going to work from home actually today. Aww. And then all of a sudden I was like, well, Eden's not 100% better. She's all right. She's fine. Yeah. But maybe I should leave her home to, you know, so she's fighting fit for next time. And I had a few things on. I was like, well, can you look after her? And then I put her down for the nap. You know, I've been worried about these naps.
Yeah.
And the last couple of nursery visits, first 2 weeks, she's just not napped beforehand, and it's been awful.
Yeah.
She ended up napping on me? No, because it was after the last episode when she hadn't slept. She ended up napping on me, which she hasn't done for so long, because I was so desperate for her to nap. I just thought, this is a disaster. I didn't understand why she's napping on all the other days except nursery.
Oh, man.
So weird. Anyway, today she went down. She went, and I thought, I'm not waking her because she's been poorly. She's not done this for ages. She did an hour and 40 minutes, and I was like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she went down at 12:30. She starts at 1. So it was like pushing 2:30. I thought, I'm just going to call in and say she's not coming in. And then Kenny was like, actually, I've got loads of work to do. So I thought, right, okay, I took her in. It was like 2:40. I said, yeah, she's a bit late. I just wanted her to nap. And actually, she seemed better when I dropped her off.
Yeah.
I got loads of stuff done. I had a sports massage bit booked for my dodgy hip since birth. And that was amazing.
Amazing.
And I suddenly thought, oh, this is great. Yeah. And when I dropped her off, she wasn't as teary. She was a little bit, but she went straight to her key worker, who she seems to love. And they reassure you, and they go, well, a few minutes after you've gone, she's fine. And you're like, yeah, but is she? And then they sent me pictures, Jenny, and I sent you the pictures, didn't I? And because it's on a farm, and it's Eden, like, apparently she was jumping in puddles and went to see the pigs, and she just looks like she's having the best day of her life.
She really does. Pictures like that make me want to put Bear in nursery, because it's the... she's getting so much out of it, isn't she? And look how happy she is. And she's in the little tabard, the nursery tabard, which is just, it's down to her knees. And she's got her little welly boots on. And it's just, she's with every day like that, that's hard for you. She's getting more comfortable with it and more comfortable, you know, not having to be with you.
Yeah.
As hard as that is for the parent, that's so good for the kid.
Yeah, totally. And I think just even when I dropped her off, like the way it was just even marginally better. And I know I did an Instagram post about it, and the comments were so amazing, and I felt better. And I mean, yeah, it's two afternoons a week. Get a grip, woman. But but it's great. And I felt great today. I felt finally, I didn't feel emotional at all. I just knew she'd be okay. And also, she was only there for 3 hours today. But I can't get my money's worth. But yeah, just seeing that was amazing. And then you're like, oh, she's fine. Like, so yeah, so it's just been really good. And I'm so glad I did it. And I dropped her off today. You know, 2 hours late, but fine.
Do what works for you. We always say that. That's the only advice. Do what works for you.
Yeah, I just hope she doesn't pick another illness. I don't know when that's going to calm down. Some people say it just doesn't and they just sort of permanently have a cold. Cool.
Gosh.
But yeah,
hate
like
the colds.
Oh, colds are just so annoyingly debilitating, aren't they? Just, No, so that's really positive. So, yeah, thank you for all your...
That's so good. I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but like, I love that you had a massage as well, because... and it wasn't like a spa massage. It was for your broken hip.
Yeah.
But it's... A friend of mine, she has a childminder with her kid twice a week. And it's for work. She's self-employed and has to hustle where she can and works really hard around childcare. But she was also saying it's just... you have to use that time as well to have time for you. And this is something I've learned. My parents have Bear one afternoon a week. Yeah. And in that afternoon I work. It's my busiest day. So that's the afternoon I work. And actually, it would be great to have, you know, a few hours to do stuff for you, even if that is a big shop without a screaming kid. I've learned this now at this age. That's probably quite vital, because they are such a handful at this age, as well as the greatest joy. They are the greatest handful, aren't they?
Well, exactly. They're the greatest joy when you're like at home or you're at the park or somewhere for kids. But when you're in Sainsbury's or Dunelm or whatever, trying to get stuff done, it's not sometimes, because you're like, stop picking everything up. And that's
They're not enjoying it, really, are they? Like being in a pram or...
Sainos is quite the blast. but this is the thing that I've realized is actually, because I'm fitting so much in, you know, when she naps, I'll do some work, you know, like today, because she naps so long, the work, like the show I was going to do when she was at nursery, I got done while she napped. And then, like you say, today we were trying to arrange when we did the podcast. I mean, we were messaging almost like hour by hour, right, can you do it now, can you do it now? And like, then you were like, yeah, I can do it now. And basically I was in Sainos by then, and I was like, well, I saw an opportunity. I thought, well, Jenny's not got back to me, so I nipped to Sainsbury's. And then I was like, shit, she's met, you know. And actually, but I got that stuff done, and then I already had that appointment, that massage booked. So it was kind of like, actually today, you're right, that time that I had, instead of doing work and the podcast, we're now doing it bedtime instead. I did do things that made my life less stressful. So yeah, and it was amazing. So it is trying to find that time wherever it is. And I know it's going to be a constant, right, can I fit in a bit here? And it's not going to work out. Like, you know, last week, like I said, I tried to fit everything into those hours she was at nursery. Work, podcast, emails, going to Sainsbury's, going to, like, or any other supermarket. You know, and it's, you're trying to get all that stuff done. But yeah, I'm going to really try and prioritise just at maybe doing like one task and then spending time for me. Because the reason I put her in nursery was to make more time for me to do work and things like that. But whatever I can manage around it. Yeah, it's so important.
Yeah, it's something that I feel like I've noticed. I think with stress and pressure, I don't know if it's just me, but the way it works is it will build up. So even if I have a stressful day, but then the evening's quite nice, that level of stress I've gathered that day stays in my stress basket. But that's okay. But then if the next day is, then it builds up. And then when you're like little basket or whatever you collect yours in starts overflowing, then you've got a problem, and then it's burnout, and then you're half-assed with everything, work, yeah, childcare, everything. And it's really important to just give yourself time to like deplete what's in your basket.
And I kind of find as well, like, you know, I've said this before, how I've just become so much more efficient with time and organizations. It's becoming a mum because you have to. So like today, there was barely a spare minute, but not in a stressful way today. Today I just thought, right, I'm going to get either this done or this done in this time frame. And I sort of, yeah, I just like managed it better. Uh-huh. And it's like time management is sort of letting some things go at the right time. Do you know what I mean? But
oh yeah.
Yeah, it's just oh, it just feels amazing. Like I had, after the massage, I had like about 30 minutes where I had to get to pick her up. And I thought, well, it takes 15 minutes to pick her up. So literally after the massage at the gym, I was like, I've got literally, Jenny, it was like 15, 20 minutes to nip into, put my swimming costume on, nip into the spa, go into the plunge pool and the steam room because I've had a cold. And I kid you not, I was in and out within 15 minutes.
Like, you're
that
so
is
efficient.
The efficiency you have as a mother. Like, if you didn't have that, you'd be in there for like an hour, wouldn't you? But even that, even those few minutes to sort of decompress, like, I feel completely different. I felt horrific this morning, like the tail end of this cold, you know, the just like, feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like just having that, like, well, the massage obviously massively helped. But then that 15 minutes afterwards just was like, oh, yeah, sorted.
Yeah, you know. Amazing. Oh, I've never had one. I don't know if you have. I've booked a massage for next week. It's a lymphatic massage.
Oh my gosh, no, but I keep seeing them and I think I want that.
Yeah, it's meant to be good if you have like headaches and back pain, and I've just seen because I get a migraine day every month when my hormones are dancing about.
Same.
And it's meant to be really good for that. So I'll let you know how I get on with that. I'm well excited for that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is something I want. I might book it in for my birthday, which, because I'm not really doing anything. I mean, I'm managing to spread it out over the weekend, over 3 weekends, very loosely. But just because I nipped home at the weekend to see my mum and I was like, that could be my birthday. I don't get back much. And then, it's at the weekend and then the weekend. Anyway. But, I mean, do we dare touch on your birthday yet, Jenny? Because I know should we wait nearer the time? I mean, how's the anticipation? I mean, I'm more worried about Christian this time of year, to be honest.
He's shitting himself, Amy. He's doing my head in a little bit because I've not had time to really, like, look at what I want. And I'm very, like, don't just buy me something for the sake of it. That's such a waste of money. Do I want to do something, like, as a family? That's where my mind goes now. Like, if we're going to spend money, what, you know?
Yes.
Or also, like, just maybe don't spend it, and then when I want something, spend it. It's like you're saying, I'm way more practical and efficient now with everything.
But it's funny you say that about the family as well, because my birthday's on the 19th. It's a Sunday. And Kenny, I was talking about, I said, I really want a slap-up meal with my mates, like, in town, in London, like, you know, child-free, all that kind of thing, in the daytime, my favourite day drinking. And he was like, well, why don't you do it on the 19th? And I said, no, I need to be with Eden. I don't know. I'm like, no, I'm going to do that. So that's why I'm doing it the following weekend. Because I feel like on my birthday weekend, I want to be with my child.
I'm so with you. So mine's the Thursday, yours is the Sunday. We're really close in birthdays as well. We were actually born maybe as close as our kids were born. That's wild, isn't it?
It's weird.
The Thursday I was exactly the same, family day, so that's what we're doing on that day. And then on the Saturday I've got a bottomless drag bingo brunch with the girls.
Do you know, I looked at a bottomless brunch and I thought, do you know what put me off, Jenny? I'm of an age where food is so important to me, and I feel like they're gonna give me shit food if it's a bottomless brunch. Like, it's gonna be naff food.
No, it's usually good. It's usually fine. I mean, it might be the copious amounts of alcohol I've drank, but this one is it's drag bingo, which is just heaven to me. And then it's bottomless cocktails and Prosecco and bottomless pizza. Can't go wrong with pizza. And then on the Sunday, we're going to see a gig. We're going to see Queens of the Stone Age. So packed it out, made it last a few days. But Christian is really like, tell me, like, because I haven't really got anything, and I'm like, don't worry, you're not going to get in trouble, I promise. I can't
promise that. If you're thinking, why are you talking about birthdays so much, Jenny's got previous, and last year it was the card. You didn't get a card from Bear, did you?
And that sent me.
Yeah, that was It was a rough time. Going
the year before that, when I was pregnant, Christian locked his keys in his car when we went for dinner. I was stood freezing cold in November, pregnant, waiting for the RAC.
And then there was that previous year when you weren't pregnant, but you went on a mountain trek and you were terrified and cried.
We got lost up a mountain because Christian said he knew a shortcut. So yeah, that's three strikes.
We're all
so
nervous, surely. Jenny.
No, but things happen in threes. Fourth time, we're going to reset. We're going to reset.
Lower the expectations. Always the way to do it.
Well, I can update you next week on that.
I look forward to that. I tell you what, something else I was going to... I don't know if it's because she was poorly. I gave Eden a bit. I went to give her, because I still breastfeed her just at night before bed and in the morning. And I don't think she's massively, but I could wean any moment. I was kind of carrying on for nursery thinking, well, all these germs, but it doesn't seem to have done much. So the other night I went to feed her and she was a bit poorly and she just wasn't interested. And I thought, oh, maybe now's the time.
Yeah.
Because she's really, really loves a bottle of milk from when Kenny gives it her when I'm not there. So I was going to start doing it this evening or this week and just start giving her, start weaning off. And then I thought, hang on a minute, I'm going to have to spend a bloody fortune on milk, aren't I? Because the thing is, as I know, obviously when you had formula, I mean, that must have got punchy, but at least it's powdered, right?
Yeah, it was
powdered. You make it up. So I guess it's more money efficient. But now it's cow's milk. So what is Bear on milk and how much is he having a day? Because I feel like Eden suddenly got a new interest. It might be because she's poorly. But where are you at with milk?
So we're morning and night still. Morning, he probably does about the same morning and night, like 2/3 of a bottle, both morning and night. But Bear had a bit of a reaction to cow's milk. So this is the thing that I learned about this. Obviously there is dairy allergy, but there's also dairy intolerance, and he's okay with a bit of cheese and a little bit of yogurt, but the milk, he had the worst rash and he was just screaming every night with, like, I think it was like reflux or something. So we changed to oat milk, and there's a specific brand you have to check if you have oat milk that it says with added vitamins and it lists them. So we use, I think it's Oatly oat milk. And that shit is not cheap either, Amy. Like, that's, you know, that...
Yeah, I mean, this is it.
And not everywhere has oat milk. You know, like, if we go see Christian's family in Leeds and then we drive back at his bedtime, so we'll fall asleep in the car, we have to go find fucking oat milk somewhere at, like, a garage. There's never oat milk. So it's not the easiest thing.
Getting everywhere now. Right, okay. Yeah, you see, well, the alternatives, oak? I was going to say oak. No, oat or almond. All that stuff. They're not, none of them are cheap, aren't they? So
no, there's apparently, if you are someone who's thinking maybe my kid is dairy intolerant, and that is a thing, they don't have to have a dairy allergy, they can just be intolerant to like milk. This is not medical advice, a mum at Softplay told me this. Her kid was the same, and they just had pasteurized milk, because of course it's the pasteurization, I think, that you can be intolerant to. So they would have, or is it non-pasteurised milk? I don't know. The other one you can get, and that's a lot cheaper, and that also did the trick. So,
yeah, but Jenny, have you
Google it?
I don't mean to ruin things, but I did tell you about this app the other week, didn't I? The Yucca app.
I've used this so much.
Okay, the Yucca app. If you've not heard of it, it sounds like a massive ad. It's not, but they are welcome to sponsor the show. It's basically an app where you scan the barcode and it tells you the nutritional value, but also, you know, you can do it with beauty products to see what kind of chemicals are in it. Did you know that?
Shut the front door,
Jenny. You're gonna have a clear out. Honestly, it's mad. When I go shopping now, I go around Sainsbury's. I've changed up so many things. But also, do you know what's really good about it? Like, it's independently based, so it's not, you know, well, I think it is anyway. Feel free to do more research. I just downloaded it and was like, oh my God, the things that come
imagine
up.
Imagine if it was a load of shit.
God. But the thing is, I don't think it is, because when you test it on things that are obviously healthy, and when I say, like, you know, it does come up with like really good rating. Yeah. But when it comes, but the thing is, what's interesting is you'll pick up something you think is healthy or is marketed as healthy, and you scan it and it's absolutely not at all. And we have changed up quite a lot of stuff. But what I found, which is really interesting, is that sometimes some of the, like, you know, unbranded, cheap supermarket stuff is rated really highly. Yeah. So, like, for example, Eden had a quite expensive baby bubble bath and shampoo. And I was like, Christ, this is like, it's expensive. And it's in a really small bottle. And then I was in, I think it was Tesco. And I got there, like, picked up their 95p version and scanned it. And it got a better, a better rating. So it's really, like, useful. But you will go, like, you won't be able to put it down. It's mad. Yeah. It's,
oh, I've not done it on beauty. And I just today switched up my shampoo. I wish I'd have known.
I have a natural deodorant. I'm not going to drop names. But I thought, well, this is definitely brilliant. And I did it and was like, oh, horrified. Came up as like 10 out of 100. So 100, yeah, came up as bad.
I've got a natural deodorant. I think I'm confident it's good. But we shall see.
Yeah, exactly.
But hey, the shampoo and conditioner I went for, inspired by Bear's shampoo and conditioner, I went for adult Aveeno shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah.
I've not checked it.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you thought there was a big climax.
No, no, there's no. Oh, there's no. I just thought you'd be like, because I was like audibly, wow, in the supermarket when I saw that they were doing an adult range.
Oh, I think you might
Amy.
Well, No, I don't know if it's a V. I have got a body lotion by a company and it looks all natural on the branding, and I scanned it and was like, whoa. Oh,
shit. I'm sure Aveeno's good. I'm sure it is.
One thing that I use, and I will big them up because they're an amazing company, and they were based in the Midlands, so like near hometown. So but Weleda comes up so well. It always does. And that's my go-to moisturizer, and it's so cheap, and it's the best moisturizer I've ever used. So
I just use Aldi dupes. I bet they're no good.
No, Jenny. They probably are. Like
Stuff, yeah.
I did an Aldi shop the other day and I picked up stuff and loads of stuff was good. So
okay.
I'm sure you're absolutely fine with that. Well, just anyway.
It's where you draw the line, Amy, though, isn't it? Like, sometimes ignorance is bliss. I go down such wormholes with shit, and then I'm like, I can't step outdoors at 1 p.m. if there's a rain cloud, because it means I'll be inhaling this. And
I know what
really...
you mean. I know, and we're like well on it. But what I think's interesting with this, so for example, you pick up chocolate, it has a terrible rating. And I'm like, yeah, but I know that.
Yeah.
What concerns me is those things that claim they're really good for your gut health, or they're really, you know, and they're low fat or whatever. And you put them in and they're just full of shit. So that's the things that I'm like, no, I do want to know about that. I know that we all know that fruit and veg is good for you. We all know that having like a more plant-based diet is good for you, and that... it's moderation with everything, I think. You know, it's like I scanned some wine on it the other day to see how that came up, and they don't do alcohol because it's like, you obviously know this is bad. But, do you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, and the same with chocolate. I'm like, I know it's bad, and moderation.
Well, I saw a TikTok again.
Oh, that is, well, that's gospel.
That means it's gospel, yeah. And it was a dentist, and she said that it was, here's four things I would never give my kids because it will rot their teeth. And one was raisins, and she said,
"Oh no, but raisins have come up good on the." The thing is, fruit has lots of sugar.
Yeah,
but
well, she said raisins have
carrying sugar,
a lot more sugar, and the way they get stuck in the teeth. Apparently, kids aren't bothered by the feel of food in their teeth, so they let it sit there. Whereas as adults, we pick it out, don't we? Because it's uncomfortable. Don't faze the little ones. So they just let it sit there and decay. So that one was a no-no. But yeah, but then raisins are very nutritious for other reasons, and kids love them. So I don't know. You got to choose.
Pick
really,
your battles.
Do you want good teeth or good gut health?
Like, you know, I think it's Ribena always comes up really bad for teeth and stuff like that. But the thing is, you look at Ribena and you're like, well, that's obviously a sort of chemically produced drink. Like,
yeah.
You can see that. Whereas raisins, I'm like, no, but that's come from.
Yeah.
Where do raisins come from? Is it grown on a plant?
Grapes? Are they grapes that have dried out?
No, I don't think so. Are they? I don't know. I sort of laughed at that, but I don't know. It's like berries. Well, they grow on stuff. Would it be classed as a berry? I'm thinking goji berries is a berry. Surely that's off a tree.
I've never seen a goji berry in my life. I wouldn't even be able to visualise one of those.
Interesting. Let us know about raisins, because we're thick.
We're really backing up that we're people you should listen to.
Hey, we found this app that has got absolutely, we've done absolutely zero research, John, but we are living our lives by. Listen, that's the point of this podcast. We're not here as experts. How many times do we have to tell you?
I've not got a fucking clue. I saw a friend's mum at the shops the other day. Lovely to see. I haven't seen her in decades. And it was so, so nice. And she said, my daughter listens to your podcast. And I was like, oh, I went to school with her daughter. We were like best friends at school. It was really sweet. And she said, yeah. And she's always saying, oh, Jenny says this. And Jenny, and I'm like, no, tell her to not do anything wow. I'm saying. Imagine I'm sat right now in a conservatory with a glass of wine.
Goodness me. Well, that's a frightening thought. But I don't think we've said anything. I don't think anything's been harmful. Oh, let's not go over that.
This is shameful, though, Amy. My glass of wine is rested on one of Bear's toy drums because the conservatory is also his playroom. So.
That's parenting. That's parenting. Right
and
there.
Next to me, I have the car that he stole off his friend at a party on Sunday. Oh, yes.
Excellent. I like it. I'll tell you something I did see this week, which I thought was really interesting. I wanted to touch on. I think it gave me a bit of a like, oh, fine, I've got loads of time. Gordon Ramsay's wife, Tana, did you see she had a baby at 49?
No, I love the Ramsays.
Do you? Their sixth child, sixth. Astonishing.
What? Well, so how old is Gord's?
I think Gord's is like 50. I think he's like 10 years. I think he's like 57.
Right. Gord's. Yeah, I believe it.
The funniest thing was Gino DeCampo, who I adore, commented on his post saying there's still lead in the old pencil or something, which made me... Gino! I mean, but the thing, it's one of those things, you know, when you look at it and like, I mean, for me, because I was obviously had a baby at 39 and was approaching 40 and was so, for me, 40 was like my absolutely most terrifying. Oh my God, if I've not had a baby by 40, I'm ruined. It's not going to happen for me. When actually you see that and think, I mean, we don't know whether it was IVF. You don't know if it was you donor egg and all this kind of stuff. I don't think we know that. It could have been entirely natural, all that kind of thing. But it just made me go, oh, I've got loads of time. I'll have another one in 10 years then, which actually is probably not the most sensible way to think. But I thought it was really wonderful because I know there will be a lot of women who, you know, if you are have at that stage where you're not, you're struggling to conceive and you're in your 40s or you've not met the right person, like, you know, I just thought that was a lovely, it gives you so much hope, you know. So it's just... made me think, oh, I could slow down. But actually, I think there's obviously a lot more risks as you get older. But I just thought it was interesting. And people are having babies older and, you know.
Well, we hear about it with celebrities because they're in the media. So, like, I think Halle Berry was one, wasn't she?
Yeah.
It must be also happening with people that don't, you know, have the spotlight on them. And it's a shame that's maybe not broadcast a little more. I don't know. Well, one concern of that, is it going to hinder the next series of Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares? Because me and Christian need
that. Is that still going?
We need that in our vein like an IV drip, if I'm honest.
Is that show still going? Seriously?
Are you still shutting down kitchens? Shut it down! Every episode. Shut it down! We're like, oh no, he might shut this place down. Shut it down!
Okay, right. Well, no, interesting. But it did make me wonder, you know, like six kids, you think, Christ. But the thing is, the first lot will have moved out, like probably moved out. They're sort of in there. I think his eldest is... I think he joined the army or something, like military or something. So it must be, I wonder how it feels, you know, because like with Eden going to nursery, part of the emotions was like, oh shit, this is like her making her first four into being without me, you know, because next it will be school and then eventually she might consider moving out. and how weird, I mean, it's so far off for us, but how weird when it gets to that point when they're just not your entire world anymore. Well, they obviously are to you, but you're not to them. You know, they go off into the world. And like my sister said, because she's got four kids, oh, they're just on loan to you. And I was like, don't.
No, don't.
I wonder if, like, especially when kids go to school, is that when, you know, I bet you're like, oh my God, I've got to have another one. Because this is just, I just find it interesting. And
I think that's also why people really, really want grandkids. Because they've seen their kids grow up and go. And then, you know, once a parent, always a parent, I definitely think. And that change for me was just instant. Like, I can never not be this person now.
Yeah.
And that's actually really hard to get your head around, I think, at first. And that's why things are like a roller coaster. But it is so extreme. So, yeah, I can, you know,
if Bear grew up and went, I'd be like, grandkids?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was my kind of plan with Eden, is I'm going to be very much, if I don't have more than Eden, I'm just going to be very much like, you should have children young, Eden, because I will be your nanny. You don't need to worry. And I want more babies around, and, you know, and I also want to see them grow up, because if she wants to have, I always think, oh my God, what if she wants to have kids at like my age? But then I'm like, but my mum had me at my age and my mum's around. So you just got to hope, you know, it's, you just get scared. Well, you probably don't. You're not in your 40s yet, Jenny, but your hips still work and everything. But when you start getting all creaky, no, I'm not that bad. But
hey, I take CBD for my upper back.
Oh, okay.
Just like the rest of us.
My goal is just to get so super hench. because I want to live a long time to see all of that. That's my thing. It's not about, I'm like, I need my body to be fine, fit. I need to be, So anyway, there we go.
Oh.
But speaking of which, I know it's been a bit short today. I've got to go and put that little girl to bed, haven't I?
Oh yes.
A bit late today.
Little lamb. We got to get her to bed. I think. Hopefully, Bear is still asleep. I'm locked out, so I wouldn't know.
Is anyone going to let you back in? Are you okay?
You know he's going to do a dick dance before he lets me back in. Like, I'm going to have to witness some things before he opens that door, because he's got the power, because you can only open a conservatory from one side, can't you? Because it's a slidey door.
Yeah, I mean, your house, the newlyweds household freaks me out. I think that's all I need to know at this point. You get back to your shenanigans, you weirdos. Why are you in the dark, by the way? Do you not have a light in there?
No. We need to get a lamp because now it gets dark early and Bear plays in here, so we do need a lamp. The dogs are humping at the glass right now.
Why are you in such a sexy house? Chill out.
I don't know.
My God.
It's just rife, isn't it?
Sounds awful.
Can't control ourselves. We're all just animals on this planet. I've had a glass of wine while we've been recording, so I'm going to stop
it's
now.
It's sinking in too much, and I want to tap out before it starts. Feeling really uncomfortable.
And obviously all I've lived off today is bits Bear didn't eat, so a glass of wine on that is not smart. I need to go make dinner.
That's no good. Kenny's rustled up something, so
of course he has. Culinary Ken,
God bless a man who can cook. I'll put the bins out, you know, do my share. Right, short and sweet today, guys, but we'll see you next week when the juggle's eased, and
update you on our birthdays. That'll be fun.
Oh, God. Just a whole birthday episode where we talk about ourselves. Yes, please. Oh, tell us more about your tedious plans, which we aren't at.
Bye.
Bye.